One of the items discussed at this week's meeting of Kerry County Council was the provision of lifeguards along the county's beaches. And independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray brought forward a very interesting motion calling for a review of the lifeguard schedule. And he argued that the traditional bathing season no longer reflects the current weather patterns or the way people are using Kerry's coastline nowadays. And during the meeting, he pointed to the increasingly unpredictable weather and large number of people making use of the beaches during the fine spells, which are outside the official lifeguard season, including many busy locations such as Banna Beach. Now, Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray joins us on the line. Jackie, you're very welcome to talk about.
Hi, Breida. Good afternoon to you and all the listeners in Kerry.
Councillor, what prompted you to bring this motion before the council in the first place?
I suppose, Breida, what we've seen towards the end of May was we had a fantastic spell of weather. Unfortunately, it didn't keep up for long after that week, unfortunately. But for a week there towards the end of May, start of June, we had a fantastic week of weather. And what we've seen was tens of thousands of people flocking to our beaches in Kerry. We're extremely lucky in County Kerry to have 13 blue flag beaches, some of the most wonderful and best amenities and facilities throughout the country. And we're very lucky in Kerry to have those. And I suppose with that comes a responsibility for us as a local authority to ensure that when people are swimming, that they are protected. And what prompted me in this motion particularly was obviously we seen reports of an unfortunate incident that happened at Banna Beach where very brave individuals, Bernie Slattery, Mary McDonnell and Jack Duggan, had to spring to action to save and rescue a lady who had got into difficulty on Banna Beach. And I suppose because we're not what's in the traditional bathing season, we didn't have lifeguards on the beach at the time. Kerry County Council provide beef lifeguards at weekends during the month of June, through June to early September, and on a full-time basis August. So despite having what I would call a really hot week and great weather, we had no lifeguards on our beach, despite tens of thousands of people flocking to our beaches at the time. And I suppose it really shows us, Breida, that the weather doesn't work, unfortunately, to our calendar and the traditional dating season as it may. Like when people are swimming in the month of May because of the weather, we need to have protection in May. And this year, we saw beaches packed, families and tourists and young people were in the water, but unfortunately, because of the lifeguard service not fully commencing, there was no protection. And I suppose it comes back to this point that we can't continue to base a service today in 2026 on weather patterns going back 20 or 30 years ago. And the climate and weather patterns, yeah.
Sorry, what did the council, what did council management say to you when you brought this up? What was their argument as to why it hasn't been changed? Because this has been brought up in the past in council meetings.
It has. And to be fair to the council, I suppose, our lifeguards, and I want to stress this point, the lifeguards that we recruit are excellent. They do excellent work when they're posted on our beaches. I think everybody that has interactions with our lifeguards, be it from simple information, perhaps for tourists on the beach, or again, for what they're really there for, protecting people who are on our beaches, they do superb work and they're trained and they're brilliant people. But unfortunately, a lot of those people, Breida, are sitting exams at the minute. Yeah. They're students. Because of the seasonal nature of our lifeguard and traditional bathing season, it's difficult to recruit. We don't have lifeguards that are employed by the council 52 weeks of the year, and they're often employed on a seasonal basis. It's good summer work for students and for people in full-time education, and that's where the difficulty lies.
And
it was referenced by senior management on Monday that they feel that it would be impossible, that we would never have a situation whereby we would be able to station lifeguards throughout our 13 blue flag beaches in the flexible manner in which perhaps people might expect it to be, because of the difficult nature it is to recruit. You know, we've had this year already even some people from overseas, you know, who might be coming to Ireland for the summer, taking up the posts again because we don't have enough people in Ireland who are interested in taking up the job. Because I suppose, you know, Breda, it doesn't obviously fit everybody. You know, it's a couple of months of the year, two months really full time and part time then for 2 months on top of that.
So is that what you want? Do you want full time 52 week of the year lifeguards working in Kerry?
No, because look, to be fair and to be fair to the council, that's not possible. We're not going to have the complement of people in order to do it. And again, financially, it wouldn't make sense to have full-time lifeguards, you know, on our beach in the month of January when the rain is flying and the wind is howling. It wouldn't make sense. But what I do believe is that where we need to have some level of flexibility, to have some presence on our beaches when we have weather events like occurred at the end of May, it's not often that it happens in the fashion that it did at the end of May, but it's increasingly being seen whereby, you know, weather patterns are changing, and when we have situations where we have yellow warnings for good weather, we're used to yellow warnings for bad weather, but when the days and weeks where we get warnings like that for good weather, where we see temperatures of nearly 30 degrees and it's outside what we call the traditional bathing season, I'm looking for Kerry County Council to have some bit of flexibility in being able to post lifeguards on our most popular beaches, because we're very blessed in Kerry that we are the county that we have. It's so beautiful. There's so much going for it. And when we have weather like we had towards the end of the May, people flock to Kerry, and they flock to Kerry in large numbers.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but what exactly would that look like? Does that mean paying people to be on call, or, you know, how, like, from a practical point of view, like, I think everyone would agree that the bathing season should be extended. But if you were kind of saying that it's flexible, how does that flexibility work in real life?
So the reply stated to me that reviews are carried out annually after the bathing seasons. And what my motion was simply asking was that a review would genuinely examine whether the current model remains fit for purpose. Because if our beaches are busy enough to create a risk, then they're busy enough to justify a lifeguard cover. I would rather be accused of providing lifeguards too early than having to explain why they aren't there when they're needed. Mm-hmm. Because the cost of extending cover by a number of weeks, you know, it must be weighed against the value of human life. We've invested millions in promoting Kerry as a tourism destination. We must invest in keeping people safe when they arrive as well. And like, my motion wasn't seeking necessarily a commitment on the day to extend the season. It was seeking an honest review based on, you know, current usage, weather patterns and public safety. If the evidence shows that people are swimming in significant numbers in May and September, then we, I feel, as a local authority, have a responsibility to respond accordingly. You know, people, and it was noted on Monday, you know, I know people, Breda, and I'm sure you do too, and the listeners today, you know, there's people who swim 52 weeks of the year and they swim every day. I don't know, I know people who go into the water in the depths of January when there's minus temperatures, and they do it and they love it. And but a lot of those people, Breda, you know, they're strong swimmers, they know what they're doing, they act safe and they act accordingly. When we have weather like we had towards the end of May, what you get then is the recreational swimmer, the person that's going to the beach because the weather's nice and mightn't be as strong, mightn't be as good a swimmer because they only do so like that when the weather's good and when the sun is out and when it's time, as you'd say, traditionally to go to the beach. That's when I feel that we need to have some level of flexibility within providing lifeguards. And that's what was committed to on Monday, that a review would be carried out with a view to trying to see where we can extend cover and be that bit more flexible. But I suppose the council were honest in their reply in saying that, you know, and I suppose that's not really what I was looking for either, was that we would have cover 52 weeks of the year. But it's to have some level of flexibility that we can act accordingly, that when we have weather situations like we had towards the end of May, start of June, that we don't have. Because I suppose what happened with those three very brave people who sprung to action on Banna Beach to save that woman who was in distress. You know, often we hear, you know, we're told, if you're not a trained professional, you know, oftentimes putting yourself in the way to rescue someone can actually have, you know,
cause, exactly,
and perhaps cause another incident. So, you know, it's important that we have trained professionals. I'm so grateful to those people who were on Banna Beach on the day and were able to save that lady. But again, I think Kerry County Council and we as a local authority have a responsibility that to provide some bit of flexibility when it comes to the lifeguard service on our beaches, who do fantastic work. And they're on our beaches now every weekend and will be there full time from July and August. And, you know, they're great people. A lot of the time they're young people who might be after finishing their exams. Mm-hmm. They're fully trained and there's a lot of training that goes into being a lifeguard, yeah. And we must understand and appreciate that too. But it's an invaluable service, Breda.
Yes, undoubtedly. While I have you on the line, and I can understand that this might be a bit of an uncomfortable question for you, but just what are your feelings on the split within the Healy Way camp? It's becoming kind of more evident now, you know, in adverts you're shown as being with your father at, you know, constituency meetings and things like that. Or so just what's your...
I certainly wouldn't take any notice of being in around the constituency with my father. I mean, I've been by my father's side with the last nearly 13 years working in the office. I'm an elected representative with the last 7 years. Mm. I've been going around the county for I don't know how long. But my overall reaction to the whole thing is the media seem more interested in this now than anybody and exploring.
The family is, you know, you're called a political dynasty for a reason. Like, you know, your namesake set it all up, and it must cut deep, mustn't it?
Well, the way I'll put it to you is, what has been said, and the events that have transpired. Myself, Johnny, and Mara, we were sitting together, lined out at the full meeting on Monday. We were moving motions, we were contributing to the council meeting, as we have been elected to do. And that's exactly what I intend to continue doing. And I know for a fact that that's what Johnny and Mara are going to continue to do as well. And we will work, we will continue to work and move on from there. I'm moving on and I'm very positive about the future. And that's exactly how we're going to keep moving.
Well, thank you very much for answering the questions and also for talking to us today about the motion you put forward at the meeting on Monday. And we'll leave it there. But thank you very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Breda.